Well, when a young French girl was attacked on a bus in Frankston, south of Melbourne, recently, the race debate was back on in Australia. How racist are we? Have we always been this way, or is it getting worse? Now at the Adelaide Fringe Festival, a young white comedian has decided it's time to do something about it in his show White Trash. But can you make jokes about racism? Catherine Zingra went along to find out.
Like, just say, for example, that we have criminals arriving in Australia today, right? That's the big fear. They say some asylum seekers could be criminals. I'm not saying they are or they aren't, but let's say for the sake of this example, that we have some criminals arriving in Australia today by plane or by boat. Seriously, what's more Aussie than that? Instead of saying, I'm not racist, but I think people should be forced to say, I am a racist, and.
Xavier Toby says he's the worst possible person to be talking about racism. He's a middle-class white boy, about as white as they come.
It's one of those things. I think people say that there are taboo topics, and I just think that they're not gone about in the right way. And I wanted to see if I could do a show about racism and do jokes about racism without doing any racist jokes.
I guess comedy is often that space where you can actually start bringing up taboo topics, if you like, and start addressing them using humour. What actually drove you, though, to want to look at this issue of racism? Have you been worried that we are becoming or are a racist country?
I think that, like, since the 40s and the 50s, so racism became pretty much, like, legislated against in a lot of different areas. But since then, I feel like it's gone underground a little bit. And because I sort of lost that dialogue to talk about it, and it's gotten to the stage where people are casually racist or they're just too scared to even say, mention someone's race for fear of being racist. And then it comes out in like flashpoints you see in the news and different things. So I'm trying to restart that dialogue because I think that by talking about an issue, that's the only way to work out exactly what's going on with it. If you ignore it, it just gets worse.
No, racism is a system of beliefs. Yeah, you believe that one race is inferior to another. And so why don't we compare it to another system of beliefs we have on this planet? We'll compare it to religion. That's another big system of beliefs, isn't it? So can you believe something just a little bit? Like, is it okay for Hindus to eat a little bit of cow? No. Is it okay for Jews and Muslims to have a little bit of pork? Is it okay for Catholic priests?
One of the things that you bring up in your show is the issue of whether you think about something or whether you act on it. Have you had racist thoughts? This one is one that actually does seem to really resonate with people.
Yeah, I really like that idea because it's part of me saying, you know, I still have racist thoughts. I think we all do. I think we all have thoughts that we're not proud of, and that's where that comes from, putting myself in the story. Yeah, that's probably one of my favourite bits of the show because it's sort of, instead of saying, like, this is right and this is wrong, it's saying, like, this is a complicated situation and this is how I negotiate
it. In Australia at this moment, white people haven't had the whole history of pain and suffering that a lot of other minorities have had, right? We don't carry all that baggage. Think about it like your boss at work. You think your boss at work is going to care if you insult him? You don't care because he's in charge. Like, give us a quick round of applause if anyone here thinks Richard Branson is a bit of a dickhead. All right, but you think if I rang up Richard Branson right now and said, hey, mate, me and seven people at my show, what do you reckon, you're a dickhead? So you're going to be all like, oh, my God, thanks for letting me know. I'm going to work on being a better bloke. Cheers. No, he's going to be like, how the fuck did you get my phone number?
I guess one of the issues that we have to deal with when if we're trying to raise this is the, but it's just a joke. How do you respond to that, especially since you're a comedian?
Most jokes have someone as a butt of a joke, and comedians get away with a lot of jokes because they make themselves the butt of the joke. So then everyone's got permission to laugh at it. And with a racist joke, you're making another race the butt of the joke. And I think a lot of people don't understand how that feels because they've never been the butt of such a joke, or they don't have a whole history of pain and suffering to do with their race and being a minority. Yeah, racist jokes is a really tricky one because they are funny. And I think if you understand the irony and the sarcasm, but you have to be really careful because, yeah, you don't really know who's listening and you don't want to offend anyone, even accidentally.
Right. Is it possible to be a little bit racist? That's one that comes up all the time with, especially my Bogan mates, because they'll say something that's a little bit racist and then they'll be like, nah, champ, he's up. Steady up, tiger. It's just a little bit racist. And here's some of the things they say, and I'm going to replace the racist word with the word penguin, okay? So you can see how stupid some of those statements are, yeah? So they say stuff like, oh, those penguins that clean my office, they just do the worst fucking job. wish they'd all just go back to Penguin and stand.
So what did the audience think?
Made me realise I'm racist.
What do you do that's racist?
I don't actually do anything that's racist, but I definitely probably think more racist thoughts than I should. Made me think about that.
Everybody's had racist thoughts, but it's about overcoming that, so.
Do you think Australia is racist?
Yes.
What makes you think that?
The people I hang out with say racist things.
Our grandparents are Russian, and even like our grandparents have like told us like not to date black people and stuff.